when disability is missing from normal conversation, it is not looked upon as what it is, a natural part of human diversity. The reason I got involved is because I used to be a home care worker before I became disabled. When I was with consumers, I went to the Center for Independent Living here in Philadelphia, and I saw all these conference rooms named after people like Wade Blank, Ed Roberts, Justin Dart, and I never heard of them. And I thought, this is something that needs to be taught in school, and why aren't we doing it? Kids need that sense of belonging. You know, they need to have books and lessons that look like them. And the not disabled students also need to learn about the contributions of disabled people. Everything that we do, Tim, is based on the social model of disability, which says that society creates the barriers for disabled people. And that's what we're looking to change.
Hey, all, it's Tim. This is Think Inclusive. Who you just heard was Lisa Aquila. Lisa, a resident of Philadelphia, has been a strong advocate for the independent living movement since the early 90s, playing a key role in securing services for a friend following the Supreme Court ruling in Sullivan versus Zebley. She previously ran a home-based business creating personalized books with moral messages for school students. From 2006 to 2016, Lisa worked as a home care attendant until a disability limited her ability to continue. In 2017, she began volunteering for Disability Equality in Education, where she now serves as vice chair of the board and is an education outreach specialist. Lisa lobbied for the passage of disability inclusive curriculum legislation in 2022 and co-founded the Coalition on Disability Inclusive Curriculum, aiming to build awareness and support for inclusive education policies. Her work is driven by the social model of disability and the principle, nothing about us without us, advocating for the inclusion of disabled individuals in all diversity, equity, and inclusion discussions and initiatives. Thanks so very much for being here with us today. We appreciate each and every one of you that listens to or watches Think Inclusive, MCIE's podcast that brings you conversations with people doing the work of inclusion in the real world. And while you're here, make sure to hit the follow or subscribe button wherever you are listening or watching so you can keep getting Think Inclusive in your feed. In this episode of Think Inclusive, Lisa and I discuss the importance of including disability education in K-12 classrooms to combat stigma and promote understanding. DEE, founded in 2016, received a 5-year grant from the Pennsylvania Developmental Disabilities Council to develop this curriculum. The curriculum has been successfully piloted in several Pennsylvania school districts and is available for free to educators nationwide. Our conversation also covers DEE's efforts to support teachers, their collaboration with various organizations, and the goal to bring disability-inclusive curriculum to every school in the U.S. Before we get into my conversation with Lisa, I want to tell you about our sponsor for this season, IXL. IXL is a fantastic all-in-one platform designed for K-12 education. It helps boost student achievement, empowers teachers, and tracks progress seamlessly. Imagine having a tool that simplifies what usually requires dozens of different resources. Well, that's IXL. As students practice, IXL adapts to their individual needs, ensuring they're both supported and challenged. Plus, each learner receives a personalized learning plan to effectively address any knowledge gaps. Interested in learning more? Visit IXL.com/inclusive. That's IXL.com/inclusive. All right, after a short break, we'll get into my conversation with Lisa Aquila. Catch you on the other side. Lisa Aquila, welcome to the Think Inclusive podcast.
Thank you, Tim, for allowing me to be here. And I'm a white woman wearing a black cardigan with a teal scarf, and behind me is a clock and the words passion fueled.
Thank you for providing that. I don't always ask our guests to give an image description, and I'm really bad at it. So I'm a brown man wearing glasses. I have a blue zip up hoodie sweatshirt, and I have like white lights in the background, and my salt lamp in the back. And I'm actually in my my daughter's room, who moved to college, and so I affectionately call it my studio, although she doesn't like it me to say that. It's still her room, which it is. It is. Well, happy to have you here, Lisa. Lisa, you are part of an organization called Disability, and I'm going to get it wrong. Hold on a second. I only have the acronyms in front of me.
Disability, Equality, and Education, and we're also known as DEE.
DEE. Disability and Equality in Education?
Just Disability, Equality, and Education.
Disability, Equality, in Education. There mm-hmm. it is. It was right there. It was right in front of me. I just missed it. Tell us about D and how it started.
Well, D is a wonderful nonprofit organization, a 501(c), and we are the innovators of disability inclusive curriculum. And our director, Alan Holdsworth, pioneered the idea that there was something missing in education, and that being disability. And he wanted to bring those conversations to classrooms K to 12. And hopefully the next generation of citizens would be having a better perspective on disability, and we could address and eradicate some of the stigma and stereotype that goes along with disability so very often.
And how long ago was the organization formed? Did you already say that?
2016, and in 2017, we got a five-year grant from the Pennsylvania Developmental Disabilities Council in order to create this website of resources and lessons for teachers to use. And like I said, that was a part of the stigma grant from Pennsylvania Developmental Disabilities Council.
I see. And what about Pennsylvania, the makeup of the state? What is unique about this program, this resource being in Pennsylvania?
Well, it's really innovative. It's never been done before, where disability was introduced into K to 12 subjects, all grade levels and all subjects. And when we had success with our champion program that we introduced to the school district of Philadelphia, after we had an impact assessment done and the results from students and teachers were so wonderful, we decided it was time to pursue legislation. And to answer your question, what makes that unique for Pennsylvania is because at first it was a bill. But then after I went to my state representative, Joe Hohenstein, he went across the aisle and he approached his colleague, Jason Ortite. So it became actually part of the omnibus budget, and it was placed into the education code, which meant that the governor allocated grant funding for the pilot schools. And right now we're in our second year of a three-year pilot.
Right. Okay. So what I'm hearing, though, is that this was, was it called the champions?
Initially, we introduced the champion program. And with that success, we decided to pursue the legislation.
Right. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the champion program was something that Dee created.
Mm-hmm. And we mentored the teachers in 15 schools to teach our lessons. And it was so successful and the impact was so great among the students. That's when we decided to pursue the legislation.
Right, right. What, like, why even have this program? I know it's important. I know it's important to you, and it made a great impact. But like, what was the problem that y'all were trying to solve?
Well, when disability is missing from normal conversation, it is not looked upon as what it is, a natural part of human diversity. And, you know, for me, the reason I got involved is because I used to be a home care worker before I became disabled, and I couldn't help consumers anymore. But when I was with consumers, I went to the Center for Independent Living here in Philadelphia, and I saw all these conference rooms named after people like Wade Blank, Ed Roberts, Justin Dart, and I never heard of them. And I thought, this is something that needs to be taught in school, and why aren't we doing it? And I said, I want to help Alan to pursue this. And kids need that sense of belonging, you know. They need to have books and lessons that look like them. And the not disabled students also need to learn about the contributions of disabled people, how they made an impact on this world, because so often disability is looked upon as something to be feared or whispered about, or they focus on impairment. And everything that we do, Tim, is based on the social model of disability, which says that society creates the barriers for disabled people. And that's what we're looking to change. All of our lessons on the website have been vetted by disabled people. They are approved by disabled people. And at the heart of our work is the famous phrase, nothing about us without us.
So you said the curriculum is vetted by disabled people. Are there people that maybe our audience would know that contributed to the curriculum?
Well, we have a Pennsylvania-wide coalition that has expanded into other states, organizations like TASH, Vision for Equality, many parents, allies, and professional organizations have joined our coalition. And we have a curriculum committee, which consists of people with disabilities that review our lessons and approve them. We have board members like Theo Brady from the National Council of Independent Living, Anita Cameron, the famous activist and author. We have college professors from Millersville University, and we also have students on our board that are part of the curriculum review process.
They're so you have a broad coalition of people working on this.
Teachers as well.
Mm-hmm. 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 I wanted to make a connection to something that you said about, you know, being in this space and looking at names and going, like, who are these people and why didn't I know about this? Right. And I'm reminded a lot of our audience is, they are passionately interested in inclusion, inclusive education, passionately invested in students with disabilities being included in general education classrooms. And I'm reminded of, a theme that keeps coming up when I'm having conversations is that if students with and without disabilities are not in the same space together, that they don't know what they don't know.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you have, children growing up and becoming business owners, becoming teachers and educators, becoming, you know, working in government,
the future employers of the world.
Yeah, exactly. They're future employers. So if they don't have people who are different, right, in their classrooms, they won't even know that that they should be looking out for, and, you know, and know how to interact with people who are different or disabled, right?
Yes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And yes. I mean, it really just makes complete sense to me that our lessons and resources are meant to be taught in general education classrooms. This is for all students. It's not just for disabled students. Of course, disabled students will learn, you know, the empowering stories like the one of a little girl who was 8-year-old that climbed the Capitol steps, got out of her wheelchair, then crawled up the steps as part of the Capitol crawl. Every child should know this story and know that they can change a law at a young age. And, you know, that's for the disabled students, but the non-disabled students will also begin to frame disability as just another social identity. When it becomes talked about frequently and often and in the right lens, you know, they will accept differences and embrace it. And I just shared a signing of the ADA, and on that photo, you'll see President Bush seated in the Rose Garden on July 26, 1990. And on either side of him are two men in wheelchairs, and nobody knows their name. And I think that that's really a disservice. These people helped to pass a law that's a threat of our nation, and it's missing from the books that we read in school. And their names are Justin Dart and Evan Kemp.
Are you sharing it right now?
There. You see it?
There we go. I can see it. Okay. So that is really interesting, and I am almost ashamed to say that I don't know the names of those gentlemen.
Yeah, anytime you Google a search of the signing, you will see this picture.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And who? So do you like? I know. You just said the names, but who were these?
Well, Justin Darth, the gentleman with the cowboy hat, he was instrumental in the passage, and he was often called the grandfather of the ADA. And Evan Kemp, he was also instrumental in the passage, and he made other laws that opened doors for people with disabilities, including employment laws. In fact, our director, Alan Holdsworth, he's an activist that was part of the DAN network in the United Kingdom, and he got buses to become accessible and have folks ride the bus along with everyone else.
Wow. Thank you.
I'm surrounded by history makers. It's really impressive.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm interested to know, you know, this disability, you know, education curriculum, is so unique, and it's, like you said, it's one of a kind in the country. Why is it that we don't already have this in our standards? Like, you would think that, like, you think about the core standards, the history standards, right? And I was a teacher for 16 years.
And did you ever teach a lesson on the disability rights movement?
Well, that's an interesting question. I don't think I ever did specifically. I think we talked about disability in some of my classrooms, and we talked about different people, like famous people, I guess, that had, you know, that were disabled. But it wasn't from, I didn't draw upon like standards or curriculum. And I'm just thinking of how nice it would have been to be able to really go, oh, okay, this is not just something that I think is interesting, but this is a path
part of what's laid out.
Right. Exactly.
Well, we try to infuse disability in what teachers are already teaching. And we also have applied the national standards for the core curriculum to every one of our lessons.
Oh, okay.
So we make it easy, and we found a way to include disability, like I said, in all subjects, art, history. Even when it comes to figurative language, we have a lesson that infuses disability while we teach about figurative language.
Right. So I'm imagining people listening going, okay, this sounds really great. I'm getting excited about it. is this only for educators and schools in Philadelphia or Pennsylvania?
No, any teacher anywhere can access our website and use the lessons and resources for free. We also have a recommended book list that were vetted and approved by disabled people. We have a video list. We have a calendar of events that incorporates disability into every month of the year, into things that they're already teaching. For example, Black History Month, Women's History Month, Hispanic Heritage Month, even Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Well, you've done all the work, the front end for us, I guess, right?
We try.
That's amazing. Okay, so if anyone is interested in that, where can they go to find that information?
They can go to our Facebook page, Disability Equality in Education's website. I have a slide to share.
Sure.
About
our
social media. Here we go. And you can visit us also on our coalition social media page at Support Disability Inclusive Curriculum. You can check us out on YouTube and on Instagram.
Okay. And we will make sure to put all of those links on into the show notes for this episode.
I invite all your listeners to join our growing movement on the Coalition of Disability Inclusive Curriculum and email me, or they can also call 724-726-1155.
All right. Great. Thank you. We talked about this before offline about just inclusion in general, like families who are pursuing full inclusion for their children. And I know that this curriculum doesn't necessarily address that. Is that something that is on top of mind for the families that you're aware of in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania?
Well, we're trying to let them know that we exist, and we want them to know that all of the lessons are meant to be taught in general education classrooms. And something that I think everybody needs to keep in mind is that UDL, Universal Design for Learning, is not just for students with disabilities, because everybody learns differently. And it's for everybody. I think the missing part of inclusion is that missing piece in education.
Yes. And
when
I don't
you change
think that
mindsets, you know, you change a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's an interesting parallel because, as an organization, MCIE partners with school districts. And a lot of times we are working with educators to change mindsets. And a lot of what we do is kind of what you're talking about here. Disability education, disability studies, disability rights education. Cause a lot of educators, just like everyone else, right? We don't know this information. We don't know the history of disability rights. We don't know who what happened, who the people are that have made change. And so it's the same thing for our students. If our educators don't know, our students don't know either. Like, who was right. going to tell them, right? Which is why I think this curriculum exists.
And I think one of the key areas of success is that we don't just give this curriculum to the teachers and say, off you go. We offer them support so they can feel comfortable with it, so they can understand the social model and why that's important. And in fact, part of the legislation requires teachers to introduce this in the pilot, and they must have a professional development training from a disabled-led organization.
Help me understand, as far as it being the law, right? Mm-hmm. So is there a timeline of implementation?
We had the kickoff in November, and we're now in year two.
Okay.
And it's a 3-year pilot, and then it'll roll out, throughout the state. We have right now 10 school districts in Pennsylvania across the state. There's rural and suburban, public and private, and charter schools participating in this pilot.
Okay. And then, so what are your measures for success? Like, after the pilot's done, what would be success for this?
Well, we're actually grabbing a lot of attention in pursuing something that was done in Minnesota to complement this pilot, to have a legislation requirement for teacher candidates before they enter the classroom to be certified in training how to talk about disability, how to recognize ableism. Minnesota has passed a bill such as that, and we would like to pursue that in Pennsylvania. And that would be a very nice companion to what we are already doing before the rollout.
That is very interesting. When did Minnesota pass that law?
Just this year.
Really?
I'll send you the information.
Yeah, and that'd be great too, and we can include that into the into the show notes. Because I'm thinking that while the curriculum is fantastic, it's a great resource. I know that the people who listen are also interested in action, like what they can do to advocate for disability rights in their state, since they have, we have a lot of different states represented.
I mean, people think that, oh, you got a bill passed, the work is done. It's actually just begun.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
know, we want to mandate this in every state. Wouldn't that be great?
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Well, yes, of course. And I think the added part about, our teacher education programs, because that is also part of our discussion when talking about inclusive education. Wouldn't it be nice if we had educators who were not only equipped to serve all learners, right? No matter their ability, but also educators who knew about disability rights and like it was part of their teacher training. And so when they get to schools and they experience a district moving towards inclusive practices, they're not like, wait a minute, I don't know anything about this. I'm not qualified.
I mean, after you teach a lesson, kids will have questions and you want to answer them respectively and accurately. So that's why we offer them support in this.
Yes. So can you describe the support? Like, what does that support look like?
Well, we have a membership area on our website where teachers can join Google Classroom and collaborate with their peers, talk about their work practice. We invite guest speakers to come and talk about their experience. That is a service that we provide. It's a very low cost to educators to join our membership, and that is one of the services tab on our website. We provide professional development and workshops. You know, they can even call us if they have a question when teaching our lesson. We're open to supporting them along this journey.
Fantastic. Is there anything else that you want to make sure educators know about D?
The resources and the lessons are free. So please use them. And when you do, give us a couple seconds of your time. Fill out the evaluation at the end of our lesson. Let us know how it went. And if you have any suggestions, we are open to that. We had several of our champion teachers write lessons for us that are now in our new and noteworthy section on the website. Like, for example, a lesson on Greek mythology. The teacher wrote the lesson after partaking in our champion program, and we now have it on our website. We want to double our lessons by the end of the year on our website, and we are looking to hire teachers for their lesson ideas. And, we're not done. We're just expanding every day across all subjects and grade levels.
Right. So
we need funding too. I mean, right now we have been working with Department of Education, and we made a video for their training platform in PA called Schoology. Mm-hmm. If anyone is passionate about this and they want to help us, every dollar counts.
Okay. And you are a 501c3?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Great. So yes. If that sounds interesting to you, we have a lot of educators who listen, and you would be interested in contributing lessons or contributing to the development of expanding this curriculum, then please get a hold of Lisa, and we'll make sure to have all of the contact information and how you can sign up for updates and access the website in our show notes.
We have a newsletter.
Yes. Newsletter, right. Everything like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Before we get to the end, our mystery question, everything, I wanted mm-hmm. to share a trailer to your video on demand course, Introduction to Disability Inclusive Curriculum. And we'll play it right now. So for those of you watching on YouTube, you can watch the video here. And then if you're listening, you know, on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can listen. But anytime, you can just follow the links and find this trailer and the video course on demand. Okay, here we go.
Presented by Disability Equality in Education, Introduction to Disability Inclusive Curriculum, a course for educators. Are you ready for the next step towards inclusion? Are you ready to learn from the wisdom of disabled people? Are you ready to create a better society for all? This course will help you do all that and more. Will help you ensure that the next generation will have a future more inclusive than ever before. Are you ready to embark on a groundbreaking journey to introduce disability inclusive curriculum into your general education classroom and introduce the missing component to your diversity initiatives, disability? Find out how you can be part of ending the stigma towards disability. This video course introduces the concepts, resources, and supports that you need to begin these conversations towards a better and more inclusive mindset for students in K-12. Hear from educators, disability advocates and activists, inclusion specialists, disability studies professors, and more. Are you ready to go boldly? The conversation starts here. For more information and to rent the course, visit www.disabilityequalityeducation.org. /video-course or email us at info@disabilityequalityeducation.org.
Oh, that looks fantastic. Thank you.
Every time I see it, I get the chills. It was really something great. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and you know, so a couple things. I love that you call out in the video of the, you know, in the trailer that this is for, you know, for your general education classroom. So, you know, I love that. And then I love seeing the people that will be in the video courses, and I recognize a few of them. And so Kate Small is one of the people.
Oh yeah,
right?
She's wonderful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She gave testimony at one of our hearings to get the bill passed.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yes, because she's from Pennsylvania, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so is Jenna Rufo.
Mm-hmm. She works with Kate, yeah.
Yeah, she works with Kate. Yes. Wonderful. Awesome. 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 Well, that is fantastic. Everyone make sure to sign up for the newsletter and use the curriculum. And then this will be one of my takeaways, I'm sure. But once you do, you know, I would love to know, you know, how you use that curriculum. And I'm sure Lisa would love to know how you used it, because it is a free resource. And, mm-hmm. Right. I mean, we make this podcast, right? And I don't know if it has impacted you unless you tell us.
Right? Same with our website. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So if you do happen to use the resource, or as something is impactful that you've used from D, make sure to let Lisa know, how you use that in your classroom or in your community. Great. All right. So before I let you go, Lisa, I'd like to end our conversations with the mystery question. Are you ready?
Okay. I hope it's not too hard.
I can't make any promises, but
right.
They're typically fine. They're usually fine. All right. All right. Here we go. The mystery question is, mm-hmm. Where do you go when you need to blow off some steam? There's the card. Where do you go when you need to blow off some steam? I'm holding it up to the camera.
I see. Okay. Really, Tim, I go to music. I think music is relaxing and empowering. And, I'm doing a presentation this Saturday and tomorrow. And I'm using one of the songs to motivate people, and that's called Man in the Mirror. I want everybody to be able to understand that they can be a change maker, because all I did was go to my state representative and ask him to pass this bill, and I feel like I was a pebble in the water and I started a ripple, but it's collectively that we made a wave.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. That's Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson, right?
Yeah. Did I answer the question right?
Yeah, you did. There's no right answer. There's no right answer. I love
music.
Music
is my escape. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So do you have how do you listen to me? I will answer this question, but I'm curious. Like, how do you listen to music? What's your go-to? Do you stream music? Do you have CDs?
All different ways. Yeah. All different ways.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I'm so used to streaming music these days. I do have record. I still have vinyl records.
Yeah. My husband does as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't listen to that as often, because it's like, you know, it's like a whole
hassle
thing. Like,
to set it up.
It's not, I mean, yes, it is. You have to have time, right? You have to have the time to actually go and like pick out the music and all that stuff. So I have Spotify playlists. How I like to blow off steam actually is, I like to run. So I'm a little bit struggling right now, because I'm getting over some a knee injury. Mm-hmm. So I haven't been able to run as much as I like to. Like, I used to run fairly long distances, like, you know, 6 miles.
Well, that's something
mile.
I can't do.
And just in the last year, it's been more and more difficult to do that. So I think, you know, even though running is still part of my life, it may be more diminished. So, but I think, like, I'm rethinking that answer. I think how I blow off steam is exercise.
Okay.
So, any sort of exercise. Like I've been playing pickleball. I need this like VR headset exercise program called Supernatural. I walk a lot, a hike, you know, so those are all things, getting outside, doing something.
Oh yeah. Like nature's a wonderful escape. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing. And I would love to know how everyone else likes to blow off steam. So if you just want to let us know on social media when we post this, or you can always email me at tvegas@mcie.org. And you can also email Lisa at, I think it's info@disabilityequalityeducation.org. So there That's you correct. Go. Lisa Aquila, thank you so much for being on the Think Inclusive podcast. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That's the bell for this episode of Think Inclusive. Now let's head to homeroom for the credits. Think Inclusive is brought to you by me, Tim Viegas. I handle the writing, editing, design, mixing, and mastering. This podcast is a proud production of the Maryland Coalition for Inclusive Education. Our original music is by Miles Kredich, with additional tunes from Melody. A big shout out to our sponsor, IXL. Check them out at ixl.com/inclusive. We truly appreciate each and every one of you who tunes in. We'd love to hear how you're using these episodes. Are they part of your teaching toolkit? Are you sharing them with school administrators? Drop me a line at tvacus@mcie.org and let me know. And hey, if you are still around with us this far into the episode, it probably means that you love Think Inclusive and the work MCIE is doing. So can I ask a small favor? Help us to keep the momentum going by donating at our website, mcie.org. Just click the button at the top of the site and chip in $5, $10, $20. It would mean the world to us and the children in the schools and districts we partner with. Thanks for your time and attention. And remember, inclusion always works.
MCIE.